A state house bill aims to help ensure AI data centers coming into the state have the massive amount of power they need, primarily by subsidizing small nuclear plants and keeping coal and natural gas plants online. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports consumer and environmental advocates worry Hoosiers could end up paying for it.
The bill would allow an Indiana utility to pass along some of the cost of building a small modular nuclear reactor to its customers, even if the plant never gets finished. And so far, none of the ones in the U.S. have. One federally funded project was canceled in 2023 after more than a decade of work and nearly $9 billion in costs. David Van Gilder with the Hoosier Environmental Council says tech companies and other investors should be the ones to take on these financial risks.
This is not the time for what is essentially a tax on Hoosier ratepayers to support an unproven technology.
Under the bill, utilities that want to close a coal or natural gas plant or repower it with a different source of energy would also have to replace it with the same amount of energy capacity or more. That could put renewable energy like wind and solar at a disadvantage. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Proponents of the bill say the state should take advantage of tech companies' willingness to pay for nuclear projects that could provide clean energy for several decades.